Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I was working at Mr. Brazel's shop. But I give you that bill.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
When war was
declared.
When war was declared, I was at it was a little theatre going, a travelling theatre up Wilding Street in Wilson's Meadow. And I was on my way up there, and I called in at Kim's, a chemist, for a paper, because there was no news agents in those days. You had to get a paper from the chemist.
Oh, yes.
Well, about the chemist, you got a...
Oh, yes, I called the chemist for a newspaper. I came out. England.
Who's that, Haddon?
King's.
Oh, King's.
King's, because they were printers too, you see, in those days.
Yes.
And yes. It was England declared war on Germany on the 4th of August, yes. 1914.
Yes.
Well, going back before then, I was born on the 24th of December, 1897. And I started school when we were three in those days. And the little boys were dressed the same as the girls. I remember going to school in a little frock and just like the others. And we weren't what they called breeched until we were five.
Yes.
And then we had a little trousers on and a little knicks or something. Yeah. And once a year we used to have to go up to the Great Charters for a treat. And the Amersham band used to meet us at the school, in St Mary's School there. And we all used to line up and march down the short mill lane to the mill, up the road, through the park gates and up to Great Shardlow's. And there we used to have races and scrambles and tea and different squires. Of course, in those days, there was no railings all up the sides. So that's what I got there behind there. It was all open. And of course, we had quite a good time up there. And then on Easter Sunday, we used to march from the school down to the church. And as we came out from the west door, there used to be a man there from Whitesides, a baker's, a huge hamper. And inside was all hot cross buns of that size, and we were handy one of those each. And so of course we got on with those before in no time. Yeah. And then of course we were all christened at Damersham Church, and my mother and father lie around their cemetery there and there. And so that 1911 I left school. I remember looking into the playground, and then I could see that the water tower, which Coleshill built, yeah. We could see the men on the top there building that. And there, my earliest recollection was I can just remember them coming back from the South African War.
1901, I suppose.
Yes, yes, I can remember that. They were carrying a man through shoulder high, and it appears he was a Dumbarton. Relation to the Dumbarton and Butcher used to be there. Mm. And he was, I don't know what he'd done, but they were carrying him through, you know, making a fuss of him. So that was my earliest recollection. But, 1911, was this? Well, when I was at school, I used to have to take a note, say, could you please let my son home at 4 o'clock to take his father's tea? Because my father was working in the fields, you see. I used to have to walk from Amersham right down to called Piper's Wood. Yeah, do you know the long wall there? Or they used to be the Squire's Gardens.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Opposite there. That was a good walk from Amersham.
It was.
You should carry the tea in the in a the basket, bread and butter. And oh, yeah. You used to take it different parts of the farm, because Mr. Matthew used to farm all that lot there, from right from a rectory wood right down to Little Missingham. And that was a good walk. And we used to, after we had tea in the fields, we used to ride backwards and forwards in the wagons, you know. And it's just quite exciting, really.